Theoretical recap. Browser DevTools is a built-in suite of developer tools available in every modern browser, Chrome, Firefox, Edge. It allows you to inspect, debug, and analyze any web page in real time, without modifying the actual source files. Think of it as an X-ray machine for the web. You can see the HTML structure, the applied CSS styles, network requests, JavaScript errors, and much more. The most important panel for now is the Elements, or Inspector, panel. It displays the live DO, the document object model, which is the browser's structured interpretation of the HTML source. Key distinction: the DOM and the raw HTML source are not always identical. The browser can modify the DOM dynamically, via JavaScript or autocorrections, so what you see in DevTools may differ slightly from what is in the HTML file. A common beginner mistake is confusing view page source, the raw file, with the DevTools Elements panel, the live DOF. Always use DevTools when you want to understand what the browser is actually rendering. Mini example: if you right-click on a button on any web page and select Inspect, DevTools opens directly on that element in the DOM tree. You can then read its tag, attributes, classes, and even temporarily modify its text or style to test ideas. Changes disappear on page reload. Mastering DevTools early is non-negotiable as a developer. Every professional web developer uses it daily for debugging, understanding third-party code, and validating their own work. Workshop brief. This workshop is the direct practical follow-up to the browser. Activate and read DevTools lesson. Its goal is to move from passive reading to active manipulation. You will use DevTools to systematically inspect a real HTML page, identify its structural components, read and modify properties live, and document your observations. This is not a guided tutorial. You are expected to explore, experiment, and think critically about what you discover. Start by choosing a web page to inspect. You can use any public website, a news site, a portfolio, a simple landing page, or better yet, create a minimal HTML file of your own with at least 10 elements, headings, paragraphs, links, images, a list, a div, a form. The second option is strongly recommended because it gives you full control over what you expect to find, making it easier to compare your expectations with what DevTools actually shows you. Once your page is ready, open it in your browser and launch DevTools, F12 or right-click greater than inspect. Begin with the Elements panel. Navigate the DOM tree manually. Expand and collapse nodes. Hover over elements to see them highlighted in the viewport, and identify at least 5 different HTML tags. For each one, note its tag name, any attributes, ID, class, href, src, etc., and its position in the hierarchy, parent, child, sibling relationships. Write these observations down. You will need them for your submission. Next, use the Inspect tool, the cursor icon in the top left of DevTools, to click directly on visible elements in the page and jump to their location in the DOM. Practice this on at least 3 different elements. Then, try live editing, double-click on a text node or an attribute value in the Elements panel and modify it. Observe what changes in the viewport. This is temporary and resets on reload. Feel free to experiment freely. Document at least 2 live edits with a brief explanation of what you changed and what happened. Finally, open the console panel. Look for any errors or warnings displayed. If there are none, type the following command directly in the console and observe the result, document.title. Then try document.querySelectorAllP and note what is returned. You do not need to understand JavaScript fully at this stage. The goal is to see that the console gives you programmatic access to the DOM. Note at least 1 observation from the console in your submission. You have 2 hours to complete this workshop. This is a realistic and achievable timeframe for a focused beginner session. Submit your work before the deadline expires. Your submission should include a short written report, plain text or markdown, minimum 300 words, describing your observations across the 3 phases: DOM navigation, live editing, console exploration, at least 3 annotated screenshots showing DevTools open on your page, and a brief reflection, 3 to 5 sentences, on what surprised you or what you found difficult. If you created your own HTML file, include it in your submission as well.